Hello and welcome. This is the top five on Press TV. On the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, Iran's foreign minister takes the opportunity to condemn Washington's anti-Iranian policies. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif accuses the White House of, quote, auctioning off its foreign policy to state-sponsoring terrorism. Zarif also posted diagrams showing the nationality of the terrorists involved in the 9/11 attacks. He noted that despite its battle against terrorist groups, the Iranian nation has been punished by Washington with a travel ban and hefty fines. He was referring to a recent decision by a U.S. court to fine Iran more than $100 million over its alleged role in a bomb explosion back in 1996. 19 U.S. troops died in the blast in the Saudi city of Tehran. Iran has repeatedly rejected any involvement in that incident. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Lawrence Davidson, Professor of Westchester University. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Mr. Davidson, what do you think of Mr. Zarif's, timely referring to the point that it was the Saudis that carried out the 9/11 attack, and 15 of the 19 were Saudi nationals, the other four were UAE nationals, something that has been overlooked by U.S. time and again.
Well, there was a, in fact, there was an investigation after 9/11, and there was a report issued by the congressional investigators, and 28 pages of that report were held back and censored. And those 28 pages actually concerned the Saudi role in 9/11. Those 28 pages were declassified and published, briefly appearing on the web, by President Obama in towards the end of his second term. And what those 28 pages showed was that there was, in fact, or at least there is strong suggestive evidence that the Saudi that elements of the Saudi security service were involved in not only financing some of these 9/11 participants, but also directing them, for instance, to flight schools that they could enroll in. The man involved in this left the country several months before the attacks took place. So according to these 28 pages, there's very little doubt that somebody in the Saudi regime at some level was involved in the 9/11 attacks.
Mr. Lawrence Davidson, I would have loved to continue that conversation, but we're running out of time. So quickly, on that point where Mr. Zarif said that Iran has never has been actively involved in fighting terrorism, and yet it is being punished by Washington. Can you comment on that part?
Yeah, I mean, it actually is related to the assertion, the rather accurate assertion, that the United States auctions off, or at least, you know, goes with the highest political bidder when it comes to policy formation. This is both domestically and foreign policy. And in the case of hostility towards Iran, this is very much encouraged by the influence of Israel and the Zionists in the formation of Middle Eastern policy in the United States. And there's plenty of evidence on that part, too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lawrence Davidson, professor of Westchester University. Your comments are always welcome on Press TV, sir.